Professional wrestling, like real life, is full of surprises. Hi, everyone. It's Freddie Prinze Jr. And it's no surprise I can talk wrestling all day, any day. Kind of like how State Farm agents can talk insurance and help you choose the right coverage. When it comes to important insurance decisions, let State Farm support you with the coverage you need backed with 24/7 support. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. 19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
I Por Favor with Alexia Nepola
and Marisol Patton, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Bueno, dale, what are we talking about today, my friend? ¿Cuál es el chisme?
Well, first of all, I missed you so much. I did my last podcast with Peter. You know, it was a little different because it's like mother and son.
It was
a
good
one. He doesn't do that. It was?
It was very good.
Oh, well, thank you. You liked it? Did you get a chance to listen to it?
I didn't even know you guys were going to do it together. Yeah. It was a great idea. It was perfect.
Yeah, no, it was fun. It was fun.
Yeah.
But I did miss you. And I know that you were busy renewing your vows with Mr. McNamara.
That was a very small part of the trip. And I wish you could have been with me. But, you know, we couldn't both be away from filming the show. So, or else we'd be fired.
That is true. But, and you did ask for permission a long time ago.
Somebody actually wrote on my Instagram, I thought Alexia was your best friend. Why isn't she there? I'm like, hi, por favor. And I'm not even going to answer
this
question.
That's an
hi, por
favor
so
moment.
Stupid.
But you know what? I have to agree with the fan, because that is true. I feel like I've missed all your marriages. I've been there in spirit.
You've been there in spirit.
But I think that that's what caused a little bit of a... like
what?
Between you and I last time
Steve. Oh, last
time.
Okay, well, you know what? I'm planning another one because this is like my birthday. I'm going to celebrate it every year, whether anybody likes it or not, but I'm going to do it. So
you do. And that's what it counts. I've never met a woman que le gusta casarse tanto. Like, don't you get nervous? Like, I don't know. I don't like that part. What I like is the honeymoon. So while you were renewing your vows, I was redoing my honeymoon again with Todd. And this time we went to Lake Como. And to Portofino and to Milano, it was hot. It was sexy. And you know how I always say that the sex is a lot much better when you're like on vacation and in a hotel room?
Oh, yeah, you do. You're a hotel ho.
I am.
You're a hotel.
And I'm proud. I like it.
Do you think that's where the word comes from? Hotel?
Hotel. It could be.
Yeah.
From now on, it is going to be.
It is according to you.
Yeah, for me it is. Anyway, so tell us about it. Tell us. I think the viewers would love to hear because they're not going to see that on the show. So tell us.
I don't know if they will or not. I have no idea. I have some video I took.
Well, the cameras weren't there, but you do.
No, the cameras weren't there, but I have video. You know, it's up for, you know.
No, y tienes el recuerdo, mi amiga. Que it's not always about the camera being there. You know, no, it's like
100%.
It's the moment, living the moment.
Well, that was what it was all about, really. Because at first, Steve was like, why are we doing this? I'm like, because I want to be a princess in a castle and you're going to just show up. By the way,
I loved your dress. El pussy bow estaba precioso.
Right. It was good, right?
It was a big one. Yeah. It looked big. So you could get away with all that. All that stuff looks so good. It looks ridiculous. But
no, it wouldn't. You have to. If you slicked your hair all back, a little thing in the middle there, and you just can't have hair.
I don't know. I feel like I'm una vieja. I don't know.
Oh, thank you so much. Did I look like your dog Coco?
No, I'm saying about myself, but I said on you. I think you look so elegant and so beautiful, like you wear it so well.
Thank you.
You looked gorgeous. ¿En qué fue en inglés? It was obviously
in
English.
Yeah, it was in English. And we had this lady. She was a Scottish justice of the peace. She forgot to brush her hair. I was like, what are you wearing when you brush your hair?
Oh, my God. You didn't have your glam team there to fix her up a little bit?
No, I didn't see. And then her dress was a little tattered and ripped. I'm like, she couldn't wear something. Like, I would have just borrowed. I would just wear the gown you wear when you graduate? Mm-hmm. Like, wear something like
a cap and gown.
Like a cap and gown minus the cap. Pero no, she forgot to brush her hair. She had
this one says Ireland. You would have had to buy one that said Scotland.
Right. I wanted to put a cap on her. And I was like, listen, we may be at an old castle, but your dress doesn't have to be as old as the castle. It was a little, you know. But she was lovely. She tied our hands together. I didn't realize I said this. I was a little lit. I looked at my friends. They were videoing me. I'm like, this is so cute. We were having our vowels done. They tied us together. I'm like, this is so kinky. Anyway, it was beautiful. It was lovely. And the memories are everything. And I just want to keep making memories. You know, it's the best part of the trip.
Absolutely. Yeah. But I would get so stressed out. And I think so would Todd. Like, no. Todd and I don't like that part. But yeah, I love that you love to keep on doing this.
I'm doing it again. I'm not going to do it next year, but maybe in 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we can do our next one together.
I told you we need to do it together.
Yeah, maybe my 5 year, you know, I'll do. But it has to be like in a really exotic place.
No, but you can't wait that long because I'm already going to do it in an exotic place in 2 years. So you might as well just come to that one and do it. Why do you have to wait? What if you die tomorrow?
I don't have to wait. No, it's true.
There's no
waiting.
We don't
have
you
to
make
wait.
Your
we'll
own rules in life, baby, and live and be happy. So I have a great plan for us.
Okay, you set everything up, please. I just don't want it to be, stressful. You know, because todas las cosas mías siempre son muy stressful.
No, I'm in charge.
Take care of it. I just want to show up. You tell me what the theme is, and I'll be there.
I'm the details.
And we'll renew our vows because that is very special.
Okay,
and
good.
And I look forward to doing that.
You know that every time I do stuff and people are like weird about it, then everybody starts doing the same thing. Do I have it? Everyone's going to start renewing vows and getting married again and again and again. And it's cool. Why not?
All right. Well, speaking of getting married again and engagements. How do you feel about Mr. Lenny? You know, we're here not to talk about the housewives because I don't like to talk about my colleagues and, the girls we work with or about our show. No. But I think that sometimes it's necessary. And it's not even about the show. It's about our friend. About our friend Lisa, as you know, that's going through something, you know, and which a lot of women can relate to.
Right.
And it's just something that has to be addressed.
Yeah. And by the way, if Lisa wasn't so vocal about it, we wouldn't be either. But we love her. We want to support her. And this is the whole thing.
And we do.
Crazy.
I mean, I think everyone is supporting her and everyone is just in shock at the fact that Lenny announced his engagement and he actually posted while Lisa was in Europe celebrating her birthday.
It wasn't
the same day, but you know what really upset me was the fact that, like, for example, I saw Lisa's post with her and Jody. I obviously knew they were going to Europe. Actually, we were trying to see each other while we were there, but we missed each other for a day. So when I got so excited for her when she posted her first picture, like, you know, Instagram official kind of like on her page with Jody.
That's really
and
sweet.
It was such a beautiful picture. And, you know, it's taken her a while, you know, to kind of move on and finally, you know, have like a really nice man in her life. She was ready to post. And I know what that feeling's like because she waited a year, you know, which is a good time, you know, kind of make it like, you know, Instagram official, whatever that may mean. But she did that. And then comes this son of a her ex-husband that wants to like up her,
from under her.
Right. Yeah. That wants to like up her. Oh, I'm gonna up you. And like a day or two later, post, you know, his engagement with his mistress.
I thought to myself, just like you're saying, he's trying to one up her or whatever, whatever. But he was there already with the ring. So obviously he didn't have it FedEx because that ring looked enormous. So it was a plan he had. But he's been with Lisa 15 years. He knows when her birthday is. He knew that was a shitty move.
Oh, absolutely. And he was also very aware that Lisa was going to Europe, you know, for her birthday.
Of course, because they have to coordinate the children and everything.
Right. Yeah, well, what do you mean the children? I don't think they coordinated anything because they were both in
where
Europe.
Are they?
No, obviously, they didn't coordinate very well because, you know, their kids are home. You know, luckily, Lisa has, you know, her mom that's here and her aunt. And,
oh, her mom's here?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she brought, she has
her
family
mom and
here?
Her aunt. Yes.
Oh, good.
I'm very happy about that. And so at least the kids are, you know, with them. But again, I thought it was really poor taste. You know, once again, you know, we know
his style.
It doesn't surprise me. I mean, I was surprised, but just the poor taste that he would have doing this.
And she goes along with it. The girl goes along with it. The girlfriend. Doesn't she get embarrassed or have any shame? Be like, you know what? Maybe we've done a little
Marisol,
much.
She's 25. Just, embarrassed, man. If she would have been a woman that has any kind of shame, she would have never been caught up in this relationship and this scandal. So, I mean, no, she's not. You know, she's a 26, 27-year-old girl that, you know, is just like going for the ride. And obviously, it's very apparent.
Yeah.
Just like the whole situation, how, you know, how they've handled it is just so, it hurt me so much, honestly. Like, if it was like it was me, you know how I get with my friends, and I was like, wow, how can this happening to her? Because, you know, as a woman, you know, and you think, but why does he have to be so mean? Why does he have to be so bad? Like, why?
I never liked him. I always thought he was just not pleasant and not nice.
I mean, I know a lot of the comments were like, well, you're not even divorced yet. Like, how can you ask, you know, you can get engaged, you know, so they're, I mean, I don't know at this point if they're legally divorced and have signed, but I know they entered a marital agreement, whatever that may be. But it's like, you couldn't wait. He's not the first one to do it, by the way, because I felt like, I think like Mark Anthony did that with his ex, with the mom of his kids, with Dayanara. And as soon as they signed the divorce, the next day he married Jennifer Lopez. So, I mean, it's not the first time that it's done, right? But I think that now, because of, you know, social media and, you know, people like him, you know, want to post it. But what's his objective? Like, what, to continue to hurt Lisa? I mean, hasn't he done enough damage already?
I mean, he could have done it later, Graham. I don't know why he had to do it like there and then. He could have waited a little bit, let Lisa enjoy her birthday, her trip.
Ay, por favor. But do you think he's that guy? Let her enjoy? I mean, he's tortured her. Do you think he wants her to enjoy anything?
Not. But you know who's going to see that? When they grow up, the kids, they're going to see that.
The kids already know. Like, they're not idiot. Even when they grow up. I mean, their kids are already, especially Logan, is at an age already where he can, see and
super
he has
smart.
Other kids and friends and, you know, how the parents are. I mean, nowadays, there's... You know, we live in this world that everything is like out in the open. Like, there's no secrets, and especially for us, you know, that we're public figures.
If you want it to be, it is.
Well, I mean, I don't think they have a choice. I mean, I feel like, you know, Lisa and Lenny are public people already, you know, just like we are. So, yes, he didn't have to post it. But I feel like everybody nowadays, that's the first thing they do. It's like they want to go on social media and announce to the world. And in this case, it was very cynical. You know, this is who he is. He's a cynical person.
It's an ugly divorce, and it will continue to be ugly until one of them stops.
How did you feel about Lisa commenting on the engagement?
I loved it. I thought it was brilliant.
It kind of reminded me of like Shakira, right? So Shakira congratulated Piqué also, like in her song, Te Felicito. So Shakira, after that happened, you know, and they announced their separation, and she found out about his mistress, she wrote the song Te Felicito, and it was, so it's kind of like Lisa and Shakira have like a lot of parallel. We're going to be talking about that as well, because we are also going to talk about how do you feel when the man already has like his house and the woman, like, you know, moves into the house where he lived and shared with his ex-wife and with the family. So as a matter of fact, I was reading these things and I was like, wow, Lisa has some parallel with Shakira, because, you know, Shakira obviously is a musician and she wrote the song Te Felicito, like congrats. But Lisa went ahead and wrote it in his Instagram, you know, congrats. I just
thought it was
put my current
funny.
Husband. I would not put my current husband. Because I wouldn't even give him that title. Like, I don't even want to give him that title. The guy who's
well, it is, and it made it like a better dig. Congratulations to my current husband getting engaged with his mistress. Yeah, it was so good.
It was really good.
It was really good.
We loved it, Lisa. And what about the mother-in-law with the comment, Marina, like saying that stuff like, oh, I'm so happy for you, my son. Like you finally have someone that respects that loves you.
She respects that bank account.
Yeah. Well, first of all, nobody respects anybody here. I mean, that's respect.
No.
Really? That's respect because this woman was married to another man. Like this is all like, it's just ruthless.
It's horrible.
It's disgusting. It's disrespectful. You know, she's like an older person and a mom and a grandma to be saying this about, you know, the mother. She never liked Lisa, and we know that. And then tú sabes, se la medio at the end because, you know, she had her kids and of course she wanted to have grandkids and all that. But she never really liked Lisa. And you know what? She's never going to really like this replacement either because that's
of
how it is.
Of course not. Well, that's my
point.
She
just wants to have access to her son and she wants to have access to the money.
Yeah, and, absolutely. Yeah. Everyone's on the payroll.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a sad life. Sorry.
I mean, I'm actually very happy for Lisa that she finally, you know, is got some closure and hopefully she'll be able to move on. And
yeah, I think the worst part of all of this is the way that, you know, the divorce, the settlement,
well, everything's been
kids. Public. Yeah.
It's, like everything. It's, I mean, what are we doing here? We're sitting here talking about everybody's public life, Shakira and PK and then all the other, you know, topics that we're going to talk about. And it's just like, that's the world that we live in now. Everything is public. You know, and how much is too much? Because I mean, we're in a reality show, so it's like our life.
Yeah.
We share, we choose that, right?
We're very good at sharing, aren't we?
No, I'm like an overshare.
But you know what?
It's taking me time. No, because I feel like us Latinas, we weren't raised like that. It was like, you know, we wouldn't talk about certain things. It's otra época. I mean, obviously, we grew up in a totally different, you know, era,
time.
So it's very different. But, you know, I mean, and not only is this guy, you know, and again, I see like some similarity with PK that not only were they cheating on their wives, but so quickly moved on. And in this case, Lenny engaged. But now these women are moving into the house because he's just dying for Lisa to get out of the house so he can bring in the new woman, which is already, you know, attending and going to the house. And I was reading that PK also did the same thing. So they had like this beach house that when he first started dating Shakira moved into. And as a matter of fact, when she had her babies, when she left the hospital, she went, you know, into that house. So they lived there. They lived there as a family and her kids. And now,
but it's his home.
Yeah, but do you think
he
that's
could
okay?
Buy a
no,
new
I'm
home.
Not saying. I'm no, not saying. I mean, absolutely, it's his home. Pero coño, no tiene like, no tiene sangre. I don't know. It's like, but who are these women? Would you be okay with that?
I mean, no, I wouldn't be okay with it at all. I'd be extremely devastated and upset. But what choice does she have? And again, this one's with another 24-year-old. Is she 24 years old?
PK's
new girlfriend.
Obvious, of course, just these like, young girls that, of course, you know, have dollar signs. That that's what they want. They want fame and they want money. And guess
and
what?
They have
They're
no heart.
Yes.
No heart. No soul. It's horrible.
As an actor, a producer, and a proud Latino father, my days can get very busy, which is why I make sure to dedicate time to what's important, like supporting my community through my work, sharing my Colombian and Venezuelan culture, and being present for my family, which is everything to me. Hey everyone, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and we're reflecting on what matters most. I start by giving thanks for good support in my life whenever I need to make the big decisions. How about you? If it's insurance you need, State Farm is there to help you choose the right coverage for you. And State Farm offers great support 24/7. Just call an agent. State Farm is also a big supporter of My Cultura podcast network by helping to share our Latinx voices. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you get your podcasts.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
L-A-S-I-K, LASIK.com.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Okay, so if you were Clara, that's PK's girlfriend, okay? Would you live in a house that your boyfriend shared with his ex? Like you, for example. Like when you moved into Steve's house, if you would have known that Steve's ex lived there and had, you know, they had lived there as a couple and as a family, would you be so quickly, you know, would you be good and would you be so quick to move in?
I would be weirded out about it. I'd be really weirded
and
out about it.
And sleep in the same bed? Yo no puedo. I can't.
No, I wouldn't be able to.
I'm the kind of woman that I couldn't. Even if like I was when I was dating somebody.
These girls are hustlers, bro. They're hustlers. The two of them, they're 24-year-old hustlers. They don't care.
I feel like in Lisa's case, I feel like this is what this girl wanted. She wanted the castle. You know, she wanted the home and stuff.
We always knew she wasn't going to stop until she moved in and took Lisa's life.
All these things. She wants to be Lisa. And then these men are so stupid that they fall for that. Like, they fall for that. But you know what? Because I can't.
It's so, like,
no, but it's true. Because what woman is going to, like, what kind of woman is going to want to live in that same house?
I mean, one of very
the kids
poor
and
morals.
Sleep in the same bed.
Well, she works with him. They work together.
Well, are we talking about Clara. PK now or Lenny? No,
yes,
you have
PK.
To say.
PK, okay. No, we all know the other one doesn't work. I don't even know what she does. Right.
She
hustles
works for
people.
Him. Yeah, yeah. She works for him too. No, Clara, yes. Clara, like PK's girlfriend.
They work together. And that happens all the time. That work environment.
Listen, todos los tarros son el trabajo. That's where it happens. That's where you spend the most amount of time. It's in your workplace. Mm-hmm. So that's why, mira. In the oficina de Todd, I have my eyes there because, I really don't go all the time or anything, but I'm really good with that. And I've never, ever, and even like in my past relationships, like when I've been like, you know, like as a woman, you kind of know like this woman is going to be trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of like, but you have to address it, you know, you have to address it. But sometimes you can't be like overconfident. And, you know, in Shakira's case, I don't know, you know, I don't know if he ever, she even thought or wondered that he was going to look at a 24-year-old, you know, and have any kind of interest.
Well, I saw something on the Daily Mail that apparently there was like a Zoom call and you could see the girl in the background.
Oh, yeah.
And she had been out of town, Shakira. Mm-hmm. And she got home and everything fell apart when she found strawberry jam in the refrigerator. Down. And she said, well, me and my boys don't eat strawberry jam. And that's how she knew.
Right. The baby, the 24-year-old was eating strawberry jam and also eating, you know what? Yeah.
That's how she knew there was a mistress or
they
a girlfriend.
Her strawberry
it was all
jam.
Over strawberry jam.
La fresa. Le estamos comiendo la fresa.
Anything mm-hmm. can be a clue.
Yeah.
You cannot look over things.
I mean, sometimes when you're in this situation, it's very easy to look back and say, oh, yeah, I should have known or whatever. You know,
I should have known. No, well, I mean, a strawberry jam. Like, who's going to look at it and go, oh, he has a mistress.
Oh,
look
right.
At the
or
strawberry
like he brought
jam.
A woman. The thing is that who's going to think that the man you're in a relationship with is so disrespectful that he's going to bring the woman to your house?
Allegedly, people in their inner circle said they had an open relationship. How do you
okay,
feel about
well,
that?
Speaking of open relationships, okay.
What do you have
speaking
to say?
Speaking of open relationships, yeah. I feel like we're living in a world now that everybody has an open relationship. And what is an open relationship? You know, what kind of boundaries do you have? An open relationship to me might not be the same to you as an open relationship. I'm sure that me, when I was married to Herman, people thought we had an open relationship too. You know, y relajo and you could do whatever you want and he does whatever he wants. But you know what? The truth is that nobody lives in your house mm-hmm. and nobody is inside, you know, inside your bedroom. And inside your head and then the conversations between you and your partner. And you don't know that. People are going to assume. Okay. And what is an open relationship?
He said it. He said it. And I guess someone in his camp, I don't know, like on his side also confirmed that that was that. But I don't know.
Well, speaking of that, I think that Lenny's mistress also said some comment or alluded to something like that in one of her comments, saying that they have an open relationship. And that he lets her do like whatever she wants. Yeah, exactly. Is that like a code word for like you can cheat or you have a free pass? I mean, what is that?
Or
is
an
open relationship is that you can be with other girls and I could be with other guys or I can be with other girls and you could be with other. I mean, what is it? So, you know, it's very easy
to say that. It's freestyle. I think it's an excuse now everyone's using. Oh, no, we were open so we could do whatever we want. It wasn't cheating. Right. She shouldn't be devastated. It's not a big deal. I told
her
she
should have known. I've been telling her for 2 years. She knew and this and that because that's like what they say. Mm-hmm. And then again, it's like how much information do we have? And, you know, not everything you read is the truth. I mean, right. Only them two are going to know. But I felt like that was like very easy to say, oh, we had an open relationship. So it's like she knew. So mm-hmm. It's just kind of like for him not to look so bad because it doesn't strike me as Shakira being the woman that she's going to be in an open relationship. I mean, no say, you know what I mean? Because you never really know, you know, at the end. But
I've never heard rumblings about anything about her except that she's super professional. She's amazing. Like, I've never heard anything bad about her. Like, even, like, in the industry.
No, but hold on,
like,
wait. And what are the benefits of being in an open relationship? Because that's the other thing.
Nothing. Well, I mean,
it's like you don't get married.
Especially in the public eye. Who does that? Like, you know you're going to get busted.
And it's going to come out. Guess what? Those open relationships, they mean I'm very closed. Because you know what happens? Somebody gets screwed. And in this case, it was Shakira. Okay, I'm so open. I tried the other one and I liked her. So now you're
people
out.
People fall in love. That's what happens
so
with
those
swingers.
Open relationships siempre terminan mal.
It's true.
Para eso
está
el divorcio.
All I can say is do not put a pineapple on your front doorstep.
No, I mean, and the other thing is like, and we've discussed this before about, you know, your friendships and your friend group and your couple group, like who you go out with. That's the other thing besides work that we mm-hmm. said that a lot of the cheating starts, you know, in your workplace, also in your friend group. You know, you go out as couples, y relajo, and you're so friends, and you know, and it's like this friendship turns into that, you know, many times.
That's what's happening now with Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No la soporto. I've never liked her.
I've never
There's
liked her
There's something about
either.
Her that I've never liked her. Even her music, she has good vocals, whatever, pero que me cae mal la chiquita.
Yeah.
So, according to the Daily Mail, Ariana Grande and her now estranged husband, Dalton Gomez, allegedly went on several dates with her now boyfriend, Ethan Slater, and his now estranged wife, Lily J. Sources say Ariana and Ethan were so obvious about their relationship, three of their Wicked castmates knew about their relationship. Since the news of the romance came out, Ethan filed for divorce from his wife. Lily directly told Page Six, Ariana's the story, really. She's not a girl's girl. My family is damaged. She also added that she's focusing on raising her and Slater's baby and being a good mom. And the guy looks like her brother. Her brother.
Did you see
Have
that?
You seen?
Yes, they look alike.
Ella tiene maguto. She's never had, she's never been known for having good taste because she's gone out with what? Sean, Big Sean. What was the other one? That she, oh, Pete Davidson. I mean, her
Who
guys
the
have
hell
been
is
like,
Big Sean?
Fail.
Who's Big Sean?
I don't know. Look him up. I don't know. I've heard of him. Forgot what he looks like. But nothing I want to look like because todos los tipos son feos. All the guys that she
Pete
likes.
Pete Davidson's a little cute and I want to know what's going on with him, that everybody has something
cute
for him.
De la cintura para abajo.
That's what people it, say. Right? From the waist down, he's cute.
I haven't seen it, but that might
I
be cute.
Can only imagine. But
yeah, that's
what's
probably
the
only cute thing he has in his body because not even his tattoos are cute. It's on their madre. Oh my God.
Pete's magic wand. It's all the ladies.
I guess he must have something, but I don't know.
He's got a wizard wand.
Again, this is, again, everything we're talking about, it's like lo tiempo. Maybe, like, I'm not going to say that this has never existed because obviously cheating and everything has happened since, you know, humans are, you know, were born and started. But what I'm trying to say is that now everybody finds out about it. You just can't get away with it. So I guess, like, before
you
getting caught,
be
it's
slick.
Kind of like they make it public. They make it public because that's what they did. Ariana
they
and Ethan
out themselves
right
before anybody else outs them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So,
well, I guess that's kind of smart.
But do you think she, I see that she has a pattern, you know, in Ariana's case, she's always gone out with guys that are not available.
What the hell?
And
it's
not
her?
Necessarily whether they're married or not, but when men are in relationships, you need to respect that. And it's kind of like, that's what she goes for. She has a pattern.
Nothing's ever going to work because she wants the thrill of the kill. And then like, once you get it, there's nothing left. You're bored and it's on to the next one. So ladies, hold on to your men or your girlfriends because Ariana's on the loose.
Speaking of that, like, so do you think that women, they go after men that are not available? Like, for example, Lenny's mistress that went mm-hmm. after Lenny that was a married man.
Right.
Clara that went after PK, which was in a relationship.
Right.
And she was aware of it. And Ariana going after Ethan, knowing that he was married and, you know, with the baby. Do you think
there's a special place in hell for them?
Being, oh, for sure.
Yeah.
But do you think that these women are breaking up the family, or do you think that there was already like trouble?
I think that's why they're menstruated. No, I think that it's a challenge. You know, they want
who wants that challenge?
Because some people are a little messed up and they need attention, they need to win. We're all wired so differently. We're all messed up in our own unique and special way. And you know, there's certain
people. But do you blame
just
the woman,
like,
or do you blame the guy? Like, for example, like, do they echa mala culpa the guy or the girl? You think they're both equally responsible?
They're both equally responsible.
I feel so too. Mm-hmm.
I think that you know, if you have a pattern, if that happens to you once, fine. You fell in love. And you got in this situation and both of you decided, you know, you don't want to be with who you're with and you're together. But if you're serial breaking up marriages, which we kind of heard some of that from Lisa about Lenny's girlfriend, too, that she was involved with some other married men.
Married man. That was. Yes,
yeah.
Yeah.
So they have mm-hmm. a pattern. They need to fulfill.
You think married men are
something.
Easier? Ahora hablando de esto. Married men might be easier. They might be like an easier target.
They may be an easier target to lure into the sack.
Right. So I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, to win over in the end and you know,
but
get them to actually leave their families harder.
I just don't know how these women get these men to divorce their women and marry them right away or like get engaged. That's crazy.
There's an idiot born every minute.
Yeah. You know, I think that so in this case, for example, Ariana and Ethan were both married.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So in this case,
Ethan with his high school sweetheart, right? And they just had a baby. So they've been together
a
long time.
And by the way, the four of them would go out together as couples.
I know. Yeah.
So, and then, you know, they got to.
That's pretty twisted. That's twisted.
No, I mean, it happens a lot. Like I said, it's where you see it. I mean, that's going to happen more because you have more contact with the person. So, you know, whether you like them or not, you know, just like at work. Mm-hmm. So, you know, moral of the story, be careful who you go out with and be careful where you work.
Yeah.
Conmigo no tienes problema, amiga, because you know that I see Steve as a brother and I know that you see Todd as a brother too. And I know that that's never gonna, yeah.
No, that would never happen.
It's never gonna happen. But with some other girls in the group and friends that we know, stay away.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. No, I'm but not you know even what? Worried about anybody else in my group. Steve's like zero interest in anybody in our group.
No, I know. And same. But what I'm saying is get like, by the time that you get to our age, you know what I mean? Mm, it's like, we've just seen it all. We've been it. We've lived so much. We've had so many like life experiences. I mean, nadie me hace un cuento. Like, no. De verdad, right now, no. I mean, nadie me hace un cuento. Y si me lo hace, es porque quiero que me lo hagan. You know, it's like, me lo dejo hacer, which is a different story.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But, you know, you have to keep your eyes open, my friend, and be careful who, and this is like what I try to tell like the younger people, but they have to go through it themselves.
Yeah.
Because me, just like by looking at somebody, I'm like an x-ray of them. I can tell you exactly how that's going to end up.
Miami is a breeding ground of just, oh my God.
Yeah. They're just like lined up.
Lecherous. Everyone's so hungry to have someone to take care of them.
And the thing is like, they don't even know why they want your guy. They just, you know what I mean? They don't even know your guy. Like, for all they know, they could, you could be the biggest asshole, but they just want your guy because you
but
have
I want
him.
Your
because
asshole.
You have a certain lifestyle.
Lifestyle, yeah. But I want your lifestyle. I want your asshole.
Right. But I remember como yo me puse con Lisa when she said the news about Lenny. I was like, I took it like it was mine. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it was him doing it to me.
Yeah.
But you know what? No, this is the best thing that happened to her. And I feel like a lot of times, you know, at least, I don't know this. I can't speak for other women. But, and I guess as they're going through it, you know, I'm sure like when Shakira was going through it, it was like horrible for her and she didn't wish that and all that. But now that she's on the other side,
she's
like, wow. No, you know, and she's like, okay, I didn't even, sometimes you get so caught in the middle of it that you don't even realize it. But after you're like, oh shit, like this was actually good for me. Obviously it's not good when you're going through because it's painful.
Right.
But you know, after all that pain, you know, then, you know, there's pleasure and she's having a lot of fun.
And so
all these women that have gone through it. Yeah. Of course,
and
yeah.
You know what? And Lisa's very, very lucky that in a town like Miami, that is very hard to find somebody, that she found somebody that's been through rough times with her, because it's not easy. You know, this has been hard for her. She talks about
really
it
demonstrated,
a lot.
He's really demonstrated to her that he cares for her and he loves her.
He listens. He's patient because they're in the thick of it. And it's not an easy divorce. Like, we read it in the news. Imagine what goes on at home behind closed doors. The conversations have to happen and happen and constantly talk about it. And he's still there. So she's very lucky. Very lucky she has that. So,
well,
and
he's
I'm happy
lucky too,
for her.
Lisa is a loving, sweet person, and she deserves to be happy. And, you know, sometimes when you're in these toxic relationships, you know, you don't even realize that there's something better that you're in it. And that's not supposed to be like that. Like,
exactly.
You know, it's not okay. Like, you do not have to put up with those things. Like, that's not okay.
100%.
So the fact
that
she's a good man now and she's, you know, seeing, you know, something different. Right. And, you know, she's in a real relationship with somebody that's, you know, that cares for her and treats her with respect.
Yes. And love.
You know, she already won. Yeah.
I had a very bad relationship. And every day that I wake up next to Steve, I'm like, thank God. And I thought I wasn't going to be able to ever find anybody like that person I was with. But, you know, I just didn't realize how toxic it was when I was in it. Like, I knew it was bad, but I thought, okay, relationships are hard. You got to make it work. You got to make it work. But it was really bad. And now that I'm with a normal, nice, sane, calm human being, much like
he's
Jody.
Very normal.
Exactly. I'm like, wow.
Well, mine have never been normal because I like crazy, but I've been very blessed, you know, that even though they've had different things, but they've always been good people.
Yes.
And that's what I like. I'm attracted to good people. You can have whatever they fake those or, you know, whatever side, or you have secrets or whatever they may be, but they never harmed me.
Right.
So with that being said, you know, I'm very lucky because I see it the same way, you know, even though they didn't work, but you know, there were good people and it was, you know, a good, you know, relationship for me, because a relationship, there has to be love and respect.
Mm-hmm.
Because if Lenny would have had any love or respect or PK for Shakira, Lenny for Lisa, and many other men that I know for women that would have never acted the way that they have with their spouses and with their partners. So
I agree.
That's like the end. Because to me, love is everything. And when you love a person,
you can fall out of love, but they handled things poorly. You can fall out of love.
But you can never forget. You can never forget that there was love. And I'm like that kind of woman. Like, I like to focus on the good. And in every relationship, there's good. I mean, there's bad also. But like, focus on the good, especially when you have kids. It's like, I have, you know, you have these two beautiful kids. I mean, okay, fine. We didn't get along. We don't have to be together. And that's why there's divorce. But the way you handle things afterwards says a lot. Mm-hmm. And these two men that we're talking about, to me, have shown zero love and respect for themselves either or for their families. So I have no respect for any of them, truthfully.
As an actor, a producer, and a proud Latino father, my days can get very busy, which is why I make sure to dedicate time to what's important, like supporting my community through my work, sharing my Colombian and Venezuelan culture, and being present for my family, which is everything to me. Hey everyone, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and we're reflecting on what matters most. I start by giving thanks for good support in my life whenever I need to make the big decisions. How about you? If it's insurance you need, State Farm is there to help you choose the right coverage for you. And State Farm offers great support 24/7. Just call an agent. State Farm is also a big supporter of My Cultura Podcast Network by helping to share our Latinx voices. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you get your podcasts.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Have you been reading about Lizzo and how she denies allegations in her former dancer's lawsuit?
Mm-hmm.
Three dancers have accused the Grammy-winning singer of creating a hostile work environment during the Grammy-winning singer's special tour. The lawsuit filed in an L.A. Superior Court claims that the dancers were exposed to an environment of sexual harassment and weight shame. In one alleged incident, a dancer claimed Lizzo wanted to know why the dancer had gained weight. In another alleged incident, the dancers say Lizzo made them touch nude performers in a club in Amsterdam. Lizzo says she never sexually harassed the dancers, and as a victim of weight shaming herself, she would never do it to someone else. Now, Lizzo responded on her social media. And this is why I hate social media. I mean, it's so powerful, but you can write and say whatever you want. I mean, this is all, everything is like so public, like the entire world knows about it. And truthfully, we really don't have all the information. We can read one article and not the other.
This is why magazines and publicists are out of business.
Of course. I mean, this is just crazy. This is like every second. So usually this is what Lizzo responded on her social media. Usually I choose not to respond to false allegations, but these are as unbelievable as they sound and too outrageous to not be addressed. These sensationalized stories are coming from former employees who have already publicly admitted that they were told their behavior on tour was inappropriate and unprofessional. Lizzo is essentially saying that the dancers are disgruntled former employees who were terminated. Do you think a male performer would be able to use that defense?
Listen.
Okay, first of all, let's take it back because there's like a lot of information.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Like what are your thoughts on that? Like, what do you think? Do you think Lizzo está diciendo la verdad o la mentira? What do you
think?
The
minute I saw it in the news, I was like, I believe these stories. I believe them.
Oh, you do? I don't.
I believe them.
Bueno, cuando el río suena, ¿qué piedras trae? Well, there's and smoke, fire. I mean, there could be something. But Marisol, we're living in these times that anybody can go out and make these allegations and accuse people of everything.
Okay,
it's like,
well,
it's all
it's
all day long. You know what they do it to Lizzo. I mean, are they going to do it to, you know, to like the pool? To the pool guy that like came to your house and cleaned your pool that nobody knows? Nobody's going to accuse him of doing anything. But somebody like Lizzo, you know, somebody
they
like
will, but no one's going to hear about it because we're not, they're not famous. Well, I read up a lot about it and there were actually quite a few people that had worked with her over the years that had similar complaints.
Okay, which there part? The fact that she's rude and that she mistreats people and she's full of herself and she's a diva, that I believe.
I'm going to tell you.
That is so you're okay.
She had an Oscar-nominated filmmaker working on a documentary of hers, and she quit because she said she was arrogant, self-centered, unkind, bullied her, and was a narcissist.
And so are all the girls on our show and many people that we know.
Not me.
But you know what?
Okay.
But it's true.
And then another former.
Deal. You know what?
But
who cares? Go get another job. You just can't make a lawsuit against somebody because they thought she was rude and this and that and the other.
Let me finish.
That's why people change jobs.
There was, but you can't have all of a sudden all these other people are saying the same thing. And the way, I went to that banana show in Amsterdam and I know exactly what they were talking about.
Okay, but let's start from that, okay? The show in Amsterdam. First of all, Lizzo had a very poor decision when she decided that she was going to go with her employees to a sex club. That's rule number one that you don't do. Because you're not going to go with
all right,
your
well, there you are. There you go. She doesn't have good judgment.
She's a young girl. She doesn't have good judgment. Claro que no. I don't know where her manager was and where her other people, you know, she should have a team of
making people fondle titties and they're afraid to lose their
nobody
job.
Nobody makes anybody do nada. Si tú pones la mano ahí because
the
you
girl was
the
afraid to lose her job.
Oh, yeah, right. Oh, that's a good one. Oh, she's afraid. Oh, yeah, really? You know, Lizzo would have respected her more if she would have said.
She was chanting a song and bullied her into doing it. And she's like, you know, I don't want to lose my job. I'm just going to go and do it.
Well, she wanted to touch it. Like, you know, but it makes
she
you
wanted
do anything,
to touch
bro.
The
those
titty.
Those days are over. Yes, those days are over.
Well,
First of all, I feel bad for Lizzo because she had a moment of bad judgment. She should have had a manager there. She should have had a team of people telling her, you know what?
Maybe
the
her
tour
team.
Was great.
Maybe her team coddles her and lets her do whatever she wants.
And you know what? After everybody had fun at the banana show, touching bananas and touching everything, you know what? I'm like a different kind of breed. You know, I don't like kissing. It's like I grew up in a different time. Well, it was like not everything was a lawsuit, Marisol. It's like here, it's like if you go with your employee, that's why, again, I'm saying like Lizzo messed up by taking her employees or being part of this. because you don't go with your employees there, because you know what? Your employees are going to use it against you.
Apparently, listen, not everybody's nice. And maybe she's all about empowering people, but she's just breaking people down behind when she's not, you know, on camera and on a stage and giving her beautiful speeches behind the scenes. She's not a good person.
If you don't like your boss, you quit or you find your another job. You're not going to sue your boss for being mean to you. What is that?
You know what? We have those options. Not everybody has the option to quit a job, Alexia. Some people really, really need the money, cannot quit a job. They just don't have that luxury.
Marisol, this sounds, I don't have all the information, but I'm just tired of just people taking advantage of celebrities, taking advantage of, you know, of people that are well-known, of public figures. Just what do they want? You know what they want? They don't want a better work environment. They want money. That's what they want. They want money. And I have a problem with that. If you're really trying to make the work environment better, then, you know, kudos to you. And I support that.
Listen, I wasn't
there. Well,
you know what?
Don't go with your boss after a concert because you guys, you know, had a great time and go party with your boss.
Well, maybe the boss was like, you have to come with me and I want you to keep me company. Who knows? Who knows what the situation was? And they felt like I have to go. It was under duress. You know, they want to keep their job. I don't know.
It's a cuento, niña. It's a cuento. You know what? This is what's happening in this country.
I saw a video. Let me tell you something.
Everything is a lawsuit. Uh-huh.
I saw a video of the three dancers and they were doing a live interview. Those girls look broken. Their little souls look broken. I saw it in their faces. That's the way I saw it.
If they walked in there, and another good actresses. But not good actresses.
They're just dancers, not actresses.
Yeah, whatever. It's kind of like the same thing because you're performing when you're on stage. So my thing is this. Were they all overage? I don't know. What were their ages? Let's start by that.
I don't know. They look like they're all in their 20s. They look like they're in their 20s.
Okay, so they're overage. And by the way, when somebody feels uncomfortable, and these are all women, like you said, it's not like they were 13 or 14 years old.
No.
These are all in their 20s that are traveling the world and have been doing this for years already, probably.
Right. And they don't want to lose their gig.
No, Marisol.
But maybe they had enough.
I'm telling you is, if they walk into the banana, into the sex show, and they don't want to be part of it. Oye, 20 mil excuses you can say, because I've been in situations in my life that I have not liked, and I have bailed. And I've said, you know what? I don't want to be here. I mean, I don't know. Are there women that nobody like me? I've always stood my ground.
They
and said, you know
what?
They
I'm were not afraid be part of this. To lose their job.
I see. They were afraid to lose their job. So then what are they going to do now? Go tell Lizzo? I put forward.
Well, that's what they're doing. Her former creative director also came forward. He said he was proud of the dancers, that he had the same abuse. I mean, there's a trail of people that are abused.
But what is the abuse? But what kind of abuse? Now you're changing what kind of abuse?
Well, they're saying that she's unkind and she bullies and she's a narcissist.
Okay, please. That's the word of the day. That's the word of the year. The narcissist. Lenny's a narcissist. All the men are narcissists. Now Lizzo's a narcissist.
Well, I think Lenny is a narcissist
too.
Actually.
No, he is. But I'm saying Lenny is. But I had never heard. But I'm just saying, like, the words now that everybody is overusing is gaslighting. They were gaslighting me. She was gaslighting me. He's a narcissist. It's like people are just throwing out all these words out there just to make it seem, and they don't even know what they're saying.
I mean,
that is the truth.
This doesn't happen that often. So I mean, when there's smoke, there's fire.
Marisol,
you said
this
it before.
Is happening every second that we're talking about. The part that I think is bad is where I'm telling you, where Lizzo had bad judgment in going, putting herself in that position, right? She should have her and her team better judgment than to put and go take your employees to that kind of a setting and environment. They didn't have to go. Because if right now, if the girls at the beauty bar, I want to take them out for drinks, like, they don't have to go. But you think they're going to lose their job if they don't go with me to a sex club or to a club?
Well, you're traveling, you're on tour, there's a camaraderie, it's a different thing. You know what I mean?
No,
who knows the kind of things she would say to them? Who knows the kind of stuff she was saying? Apparently she was abusive and they were scared. They didn't want to lose their job until everybody just kind of like was...
Well, I mean, that's their story and they're going to stick to it.
All right, so we're going to agree to disagree on this one. I love talking with you, bro. It's always a pleasure. And like usual, I'm going to leave this podcast and pick up my phone and call you because vamos a seguir chismeando because we always have so much to say. Mucho que hablar.
All these topics today had a lot of those ay por favor moments.
It was so ay por favor. Yeah.
I could just be saying ay por favor throughout the whole podcast.
That's our automatic response for everything.
It was so much fun chismeando contigo.
It goes so fast. That's why I have to call you so we can keep doing it.
I mean.
I love you.
Te quiero un montón.
Hasta la próxima.
Bye, guys. Thank you for listening. Besos.
Beso.
Thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram at iPorFavorPodcast. Make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars. Hasta luego. Hasta la próxima.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.